Now, somebody painted graffiti all over today's GeoQuiz. The graffiti we're looking for isn't where you might expect to find it. It's a 13th century castle in Scotland that's been tagged. The castle's noble owners actually commissioned some Brazilian street artists to transform their castle's walls and turrets. The now brightly decorated castle looks out on the waters of the Firth of Clyde on the southwest coast of Scotland. This is a rugged and hilly region that serves as a gateway to the Scottish Highlands. So we want you to name that region. The answer is just a few bagpipe notes away. All right, time is up, and David Boyle, Viscount of Kelburn in Scotland, is here to help us with the answer. David, I understand it was your idea to put the graffiti on Kelburn Castle. What were you thinking?
Well, actually, it was mine and my sister and a friend. The idea originally grew from a small idea to use this surface, really, as a huge canvas for one giant piece of art, really.
And how big is the mural?
Well, it's pretty big. It covers an entire tower and two walls of an 800-year-old building.
Now, we posted some pictures at theworld.org, but maybe you can describe the murals a bit for us.
I'm looking at it at the moment, actually. I'm standing outside while I talk to you. The tower itself, there's a large 14-meter tower, which has three large characters on it. And the top character is very much in the Ostiamios style with the yellow faces. And they're sitting on top of each other like a totem pole. And one of those characters is supposed to be Mother Nature. And she's holding a bottle which is full of ayahuasca, which is a form of hallucinogenic ceremonial drug. And that is pouring out over the castle. And from there, the rest of the building is a total fantasy, a kind of surrealist fantasy of different characters and colors. And there's a tree which goes up one side of it with them. Sorry, I'm on the radio. Three houses with different characters looking out, and there's a huge sun and moon. I mean, it's incredible. It's incredibly imaginative.
It sounds like psychedelic graffiti fueled by that ayahuasca from the Amazon.
Yeah, absolutely, yes.
Well, it seems that the Association Historic Scotland, which oversees historic preservation in Scotland, they gave you permission to put this mural up, but they gave you 3 years and the time is about to expire. When does your time run out?
Well, actually, the time ran out a year ago, so we're already over the time.
So Historic Scotland wants that mural to come down now, I suspect.
Well, they do. I think that Historic Scotland, which are normally regarded as quite conservative, I think they actually quite like the work. And they were quite positive. We expected there to be problems because they have a reputation of being quite conservative. But they really see it as a kind of opening up new audiences to Scottish buildings and architecture. And I think they're quite positive, really. So they're certainly not forcing us to take it off. And we are now obviously applying to try and extend the life of the project, if not indefinitely, but for certainly as long as we can. They haven't replied yet, so we don't know how they feel yet. We are hoping that they'll remain positive, at least into the near future, if not to the long term.
This could be unprecedented, it sounds like. Are you at all concerned that other castles around Scotland are going to start putting up psychedelic murals?
Well, I think they can. I think they can if they wish. But, I mean, we'll always manage to maintain the title of the first, so it doesn't bother me too much.
Well, tell us finally, give us the answer to our GeoQuiz, and tell us where your castle is located, please, David.
Our castle is located 35 miles west of Glasgow. It's right by the sea, so we look out over the Firth of Clyde, over to islands like Arran and Cumbrae, below the Highlands, but looking out at Highland Islands. So it's a place called Largs in Ayrshire.
Largs in Ayrshire, and that's the answer.
Ayrshire, yeah.
Ayrshire.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Is the answer to our GeoQuiz today. The Viscount of Kelburn, David Boyle, thanks so much for speaking with us. Good to speak with you.
Not at all. Absolute pleasure.